Sarah Masinski was the second runner-up in the Queen competition at Audubon County last night. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Introduce us to your family.
My dad, Don Masinski, and my mom, Jennifer. My dad's in the National Guard, my mom's a photographer, and I have two siblings, my brother Luke and my sister Rachel, and they'll both be showing in the county fair.
Oh, wow. Now, do you have anything here at fair this week?
I have 6 art projects here for the open class.
6 art projects. What are they?
I have a picture of my grandpa and my brother on a tractor, and it's like a collage. Then it has like my grandpa's old tractor like mixed up in it. I have a ballet shoe, a pointe shoe, that I made out of clay and then mosaiced, and it's in a box that I like collaged together. I have a watercolor pencil project, and I have photography of like a dance picture my mom took, and then I drew in the pointe shoe. And I think I just have other...
Art has always been something you've enjoyed?
Yeah, I started my sophomore year because I could fit it in, but ever since I've just loved it so much.
Very good. Well, what's your future look like?
I want to do either teaching or go into cosmetology and just kind of enjoy college and then see where it takes me.
Wow, sounds like you've got a lot of things planned out already.
Thank you. Yeah,
I do. What was the experience like doing this, the experience with the judging and with the other girls? A good time?
It was such a fun time. Yeah, the judges were awesome, and the girls were so much fun to get to know and just bond and, like, talk like girls.
Yeah. So you did enjoy the experience.
Yes, it was so much fun.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to you. Best of luck to you. Hope you have fun this week.
Yes, thank you so much.
We're talking with Mary Weedy, who was the first runner-up at the Audubon County Fair Queen Contest last night. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about your family.
I'm the daughter of Mark and Sue Weedy. I've got 3 sisters, Allie, Liz, and Sarah, and I love them all a lot. So they're kind of my support group, and they're all really excited that I got runner-up. So just another fun thing to do at the county fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about the experience. What was it like to go through the process with the judging and be around these other girls?
It was so fun. I kind of already knew the girls, but we got to know them a lot more, and we had dinner with them, and then we've just all kind of talked and hung out for a while, and so it's just cool to spend more time with them. And the judges, they were really nice too, so it was nice to have them. And the fair board, they came to eat dinner with us too, and it was really awesome to have them there too.
What was the toughest question the judges asked?
I don't really know. There wasn't really a hard one that they asked. I think they all asked us different questions, so yeah. It was pretty simple.
Sure, just trying to judge poise and things like that.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, talk about your future. What's up for you this fall now? Where will you be?
I'm headed to DMAC for early childhood education.
Okay. Why'd you choose DMAC?
Because I really love kids and I want to start my own daycare when I'm done with school.
How long have you wanted to get into that field?
Probably since I was really little. I've always liked kids, so it'll be fun. Yep, as long as I can remember.
Okay, well, very good. Well, sounds like you've got a lot of things planned out then. Well, what's the rest of the fair like for you? Do you have anything going on here at the Audubon County Fair this year?
I brought static exhibits, and I've got a couple of things going to state, but otherwise I'll be around for all the shows, helping out, and just doing as much as I can to make my last year pretty memorable.
Tell me about the items you have going to state. What are those about?
I made a wagon wheel bench, and that went to state, and then cinnamon twist spread.
Ooh, was it good?
Yeah, it was really good.
I didn't get to taste it.
I know, sorry, you should be a judge next time.
Touche, you got me. Very good. Well, good luck to you, congratulations, and I hope you have a good time with the fair.
Thank you.
And next we're going to visit with Cassie Earlmeyer, who was crowned the 2014 Audubon County Fair Queen last night. Congratulations.
Why, thank you.
You got to be pretty excited.
Yep, it's a new experience for me and my family, so it should be fun.
Tell us about your family.
I have 2 older sisters, and one just got married this past May, and then my parents are Ken and Sandy Earlmeyer.
Okay, very good. Now, this was a different experience for you. You wanted to be involved perhaps last year, but couldn't?
Yes, I was actually at basic training last year, and so during fair week, my sisters were sending me pictures and letters and everything, so that was really nice, keeping me updated, but I really wish I could have been here.
Now, you weren't here because of basic training, because you're in the National Guard.
Yes.
Why did you join the National Guard?
It's just giving back to the community, and I always like helping people, and I'm a medic, so that helps a lot. And then I also just, it's something new, and it'll help in the future getting a job as a cop.
Do you enjoy it? Was it a good decision, a good experience?
Oh, I love it. It's taught me things that I wouldn't have learned if I hadn't gone into the National Guard, because I'm just farm and not really much medical stuff. So
how will the National Guard experience shape the rest of your life? How will it help you?
I've already noticed a lot of changes in myself. I work out a lot more than I ever did in high school, and I have more self-confidence and just different changes. And I try to, I don't know, I feel like I've made a lot of friends that I'll keep for a lifetime, too, all across the country and the U.S. So.
Okay, that's great. Congratulations. We salute you for your guard service, but we want to talk about some of the other stuff going on here now, too, because you get a chance to represent Audubon County in the State Fair Queen competition. That's pretty exciting.
It's crazy to think about. I never expected it. I just was doing this for the fun of it, and so I'm really glad that I get a chance to try it.
I know you haven't really had a chance to talk with last year's Fair Queen, Jan Asbury, much, but will you sit down with her and pick her brain a little bit about what the experience was like, what to expect?
Yes, we're actually, we went to the same school and we're pretty good friends, so it should be okay. We still talk at fair all the time, so just one of those times we'll talk about this instead.
It worked out. Well, I overheard you a little bit ago saying that you may have some guard training around State Fair time. Are you going to be able to work around that?
I'm hoping that my higher-ups will allow me to, and like this weekend I also have drill, so I'm hoping that they'll let me out for this and be understanding. So it's kind of close to time, but I hope they'll let me.
You don't always get to pick your own schedule now, do you?
Definitely not. I've missed a lot of stuff, but it's been worth it with the training I've got, and being able to spend time now with the family is the most important thing for me. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what's your future hold?
I'm actually attending UNI right now for criminology, and then I just hope to move back home or around here, find someone maybe, and then continue in the National Guard and hopefully law enforcement around here.
Oh, excellent. Do you have anything else going on at fair this year, or is this what you're doing?
I'm actually helping my younger sisters. They're showing rabbits and chickens and garden and static stuff, and they show dog. But I graduated last year, so I'm not able to show this year.
Have you shown things in the past?
Yes. We showed basically everything but horses and cows.
Wow. What was your favorite all-time project at the fair?
Pigs, just because they're so not girly and people don't expect me to show them, but I loved it.
Very good. Well, you got some extra duties this week now at the fair. Congratulations again.
Thank you.